So I made this video about John MacArthur and his false gospel, saying that you have to turn from your sins to be saved.
In order to be saved from that, you have to turn from your sin.
So he said you have to turn from your sin to be saved. And a lot of people in the comments say that, well, isn't turning from your sin the same thing as repentance? Well, many people believe that the word repent means to turn from sin. But that's false. This cannot be true because the person who repents more in the Bible than anyone else is God. God repents more in the Bible than anyone, but God has never sinned. Here's in the book of Genesis. This is the first time repentance is talked about. It says, "And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." So in this instance, the word repent means he had a change of heart. It grieved him at his heart. Exodus 32:14, "And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people." So in this instance, he was turning from the evil which he thought to do unto his people. It was a change of action. So in Genesis, it was a change of heart. Exodus, it was a change of action. Here's Jonah 3:10, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way." So again, turning from your evil way is works. And works has nothing to do with salvation. But down here it says, "And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." In this instance, it was a change of action. He changed his mind on what he was going to do. So repenting means a turning or a change. It could be a change of mind, a change of action, or a change of belief. So how do you know which definition to use? Well, you have to look at the context of the verse. Like I said in Genesis, it was a change of heart. And here we had change of action. When it comes to salvation, what does the Bible say about repentance? Well, here's the words of Jesus himself in Mark 1:14-15. "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." So here's Jesus preaching the gospel and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." So Jesus is telling people to repent. But does he say repent of your sins? No, he says repent and believe the gospel. So they had to change what they were believing about salvation before and believe the gospel. So in context of salvation, repentance is a change of belief, a change of mind. You have to stop believing that you have to work your way to heaven and believe that Jesus paid it all. Believe the gospel. Here's 1 Thessalonians 1:9, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." So if you're worshiping idols, you need to turn from that and trust God. Worship God. You know, if someone's going to get saved, many times they have to repent of a false religion. You know, if you're worshiping Buddha or Allah and trusting in that to get you to heaven, you have to turn from that. That's biblical repentance for salvation. You have to stop believing that you can work your way to heaven and put all your faith and trust in Jesus to save you. This whole repent of your sins or turn from sins to be saved is a work-based salvation, and it is a false gospel to say that you have to turn from your sins to be saved. So what do you have to do to be saved? It's simple. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins and rose again from the dead. He paid it all for you. He did all the work on the cross when he died for your sins. When he rose again from the dead, he bought you a gift of everlasting life. You just have to believe in him and ask him to save you. Here's the most famous verse in the whole Bible. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And again, it's not whosoever repents from all their sins or turns from all their sins. No, it's whosoever believeth in him. It's whosoever that believes in him. Whosoever believes in Jesus, believes that he's the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins and rose again from the dead. That's what you have to believe and put your trust in to be saved. The turn from your sins for salvation is a works-based salvation, and it is false.